Don't bother, I need to say this because it won't make any difference this weekend, but remember, you got to turn your clocks back this week. I don't worry about it nearly as bad this time because if you don't do it, you just show up an hour early, so we'll put you to work. But so remember to do that. Well, anyway, you know how we operate this, and we're going to have a good time in the Word tonight, so who's got the, who wants to get us rolling tonight with the first question? Anybody? Yes, ma'am. Krister. In Job, it's really job, but I was in get a job. Job 28. Starting what verse now? 15. Well, let's start. We've got to start before verse 15 here, but I'll read where you're at here. It says, verse 12, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The deep saith, it is not in me. The sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither can shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx and the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the challenge of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. And her question is here, what of all these different minerals, what do they stand for as far as the context of what we're looking at here? And of course, literally they stand for what they literally are. The thing that the world puts all of its stock in as far as value. And what he's saying here is that verse 12, it says, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Now, there's two things here in this verse you've got to look at. And the first one is, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? And, of course, doctrinally speaking, this is a millennial context. And we're talking about the millennium here. Of course, it's saying down here, where is the place of understanding? Well, in the millennium, that place is Jerusalem. And what he's doing here, he's comparing what we get from God as to what the world looks at as riches. And this is why the Bible tells the Laodicean church over there that they're to buy gold tried in the fire, and talks about the true riches. And there's a riches as far as the world standard is concerned, and then there's a riches as far as God is concerned. Now verse 13 says, man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. And verse 13 is a reference on once we understand this thing as a picture of the millennium, when we come back and put it in the practical standpoint,